This is Bruce Collins, your host for the Bible Studies program. And again, thanks for tuning us in, and we trust that this program will be a blessing to you. Now, if you'd like to contact me, I again will give you my mailing address and website address at the close of the program, and you can re-listen to this program on the website. There's a weekly meditation that you might find helpful there as well. So if you want to contact me by snail mail or through the website, you'll need to get a pencil and a piece of paper out so you can write those addresses down at the close of the program. Now, we've been looking at some of the prominent people in our Bibles, people that most of us have read about, most of us know, and I realize I'm assuming to some extent that you do know the basic stories of the Bible. So we have looked at most recently at David, and we've looked at Solomon. And there's other men. I want to look at Jonah. I want to look at Daniel. I want to look at other men in the New Testament as well, some of the 12 apostles, perhaps Peter and perhaps Thomas and John. Some of these are persons that we need to know about, and we need in many cases to learn lessons from. But I realized that I was, in a sense, not representing the women very well, and women are represented in our Bibles. Of course, the first woman that comes to our mind when we think of our Bibles is Eve, and we would be reminded how that she was the one who partook of the forbidden fruit, and so we always have somewhat of a negative connotation when it comes to her. And then again, when we begin to think about women in the Bible, we in some cases think about Jezebel, one of the most wicked women in the Bible, a wicked ruler who led the children of Israel into captivity, the wife of Ahab, when the kingdom was divided into Judah and Israel. But there are some women in the Bible that we do need to remember that are very godly women, and one of them is Ruth, and there's a little book by the name of Ruth in our Bible. And I want to read a few verses from the book of Ruth so that we kind of get the flavor of the godliness of this woman. She appears to have become a convert to Judaism, and a real convert to the worship of the living and true God through Naomi, who was her mother-in-law. Even though there were problems in the family, and even though the Lord had taken her husband from her and she was a widow, she still seemed to see something in the God of Naomi that attracted her to Israel and to the God of Israel. I want to read from Ruth chapter 1, verse 1. Now it came to pass in the days when the judges ruled that there was a famine in the land, and a certain man of Bethlehem, Judah, went to dwell in the country of Moab, he and his wife and his two sons. The name of the man was Elimelech, the name of his wife was Naomi, and the names of his two sons were Mahlon and Chilion, Ephrathites of Bethlehem, Judah. And they went to the country of Moab and remained there. Then Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died, and she was left and her two sons. And they took wives of the women of Moab. The name of the one was Orpah, and the name of the other Ruth. And they dwelt there about 10 years. Now it turns out that both of those boys die as well. So let's drop down to verse 14. Naomi hears there's bread back in the land of Israel, and she's going to go back, and the two daughter-in-laws at first are going to go with her. Then they lifted up their voices and wept again, and Orpah kissed her mother-in-law, and Ruth clung to her. And she said, "Look, your sister-in-law has gone back to her people and to her gods. Return after your sister-in-law." But Ruth said, "Entreat me not to leave you or to turn back from following after you, for wherever you go, I will go. And wherever you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people, and your God, my God." And notice that, "your God, my God. Where you die, I will die, and there will I be buried. And the Lord do so to me and more also, if anything but death parts you and me." And so there was a decision that had to be made on the part of these two girls and one of them decided to stay with her family in the land of Moab, understandably. One decided to step out in faith and to go with Ruth back to the land of Israel. When she went back to the land of Israel, she was shown favor by a man by the name of Boaz. She had nothing, and she went to glean in the fields at harvest time. And the children of Israel at harvest time allowed for the poor of the land to come in and pick up that which was left behind by the reapers when they went through the first time. And sometimes they even left some for them on purpose. That meant that those who were gleaning, that is, who were finding food after the reapers, that they had to work for what they got. But they were, in a sense, being provided for by those who were better off in that land. And so Ruth goes to glean for her and her mother-in-law, and she goes to a farm where Boaz, her relative, where he is reaping his harvest. And in Ruth chapter 2 and verse 10, she fell on her face toward the ground and said to him, "Why have I found favor in your eyes that you should take notice of me, since I am a foreigner, I am a stranger?" Because apparently Boab had been watching her as she gleaned behind the reapers, and he had told the reapers to watch out for her, to take care of her. And she realizes now that she's been shown special favor. This is the grace that we see when God saves a soul. "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it's a gift of God. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord." Any of us who have come to know the Lord today know that we do not deserve the favor that we were shown. Ruth was a Moabitess, and from the standpoint of the rules and regulations of the Israelites in that day, she had no right to enter into the congregation of the Lord through the 10th generation. She was considered an outcast. The children of Israel did not treat the Moabites the way they treated their own, and yet Naomi had gone to Moab in order to survive while that famine was going on. And when she comes back now, she comes back with a woman who would to the Jews be a Gentile. And so it was just like in the New Testament, where Jews thought you had to be a Jew to be a Christian, and you didn't have to be a Jew to be a Christian. Grace was being shown to all those who trusted in the Lord. And we find that the movement from Christianity being a sect of Judaism to where Christianity stands on its own two feet by faith in the Lord Jesus, that movement had to take place in the New Testament. In the Old Testament, this Moabitish woman really was similar, or a picture of those who were outcasts amongst the Gentiles in the New Testament day. And so she says, "Why have I found favor in your sight?" And we who are saved, we look at Boaz and we see a picture of the Lord Jesus, and we ask ourselves, why have we found favor in the sight of the Lord? We're only sinners. We are like the Moabites. We resisted the children of Israel when they came into the land. We were really relatives of theirs through Lot. But there's never been a kindred relationship between the descendants of Lot through his daughters, Moab and Ammon, and the descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the promised seed. And so as we look at her, she realizes she's being shown favor, and I hope that everyone here realizes that favor can be shown to them through the Lord Jesus as well, through our heavenly Boaz, and that grace is great. We thank God that he's offering us a gift, and that gift is eternal life. We may not have it as good as Ruth did in this life, but we'll have it good in eternity if we will just recognize that it is the grace of God that leads us to repentance, the goodness of God that leads us to repentance and brings us to a place where we can accept the truth and be brought as a stranger into the promised spiritual seed of God, the church. So we come to Romans chapter 4 and verse 17, not Romans, I'm sorry, Ruth chapter 4 and verse 17, and we realize now that Naomi, through the miraculous providence of God, has married Boaz. Boaz has now, and Boaz and Ruth have now conceived a child. And the neighbor women gave him a name, saying, there was a son born to Naomi, and it's really her grandson, but Naomi now has children that she didn't have when she was in Moab. And children were important to the children of Israel, to the mothers in Israel. They called his name Obed. He is the father of Jesse, the father of David. And so because Ruth said that she would not leave her mother-in-law, and that where she dwelled, she would dwell, where she died, she would die. And she said, entreat me not to leave you. Your God shall be my God. This woman who had no right to any of the blessings of Israel in a physical sense now becomes the grandmother of David, who becomes the father of the Lord Jesus Christ. He's from the land of Bethlehem, from the tribe of Judah. And so she becomes the one who is blessed to be in the lineage of the Lord Jesus. And I'm sure that any one of the women in Israel who realized what a blessing she had gotten because of her faithfulness to Naomi, but really to her faithfulness to God, they would have been jealous of her. But it was all because she was a true convert to the truth and saw something in Naomi that was a blessing to her. And she embraced Naomi's God. Now, when we begin to think about that, I look at people today and they say they're Christians. And I sometimes wonder if they're Christians in the same sense that many of the Jews of that day were Jews. They were Jews in name only. They had the right pedigrees. They had the right bloodline. They worshiped at the temple, but their hearts had never been touched. Here's an outsider, and her heart was touched. Her heart was right. And that's the kind of converts the Lord is looking for. People who appreciate that as sinners they have nothing to offer God, and that they're saved by grace, and that the Lord is offering that grace freely to any and to all who will come to him by faith. Naomi becomes a grandmother of David, and ultimately she is in the lineage of the Lord Jesus, and all because she was one who was, again, like David, loyal to the Lord Jesus through the Old Testament rituals of Jehovah. She was loyal to the living God. We thank thee for women like Naomi, and we see them today, and we trust that we have women like Naomi in our congregations with us today. And if you're not saved like Naomi, I hope that you'll come to know him. And of course, she's an example to those of us who are males as well. Now, our Heavenly Father, bless this lesson. Bless the story of Ruth to us. We thank thee for thy love and for thy salvation. We commend ourselves into your care in our Savior's name. Amen. Now, our address is Bible Studies, Box 192, Greenfield, Iowa, 50849. Bible Studies, Box 192, Greenfield, Iowa, 50849. My website address is bdcministries.faithweb.com. bdcministries.faithweb.com. And we do thank you for listening.